This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. They're facts and facts. A lot of facts are important but seemingly unremarkable. Then there are facts that are no less true but a lot more interesting. Facts make tongues wag, minds fire, and lead people almost randomly to other facts, except is anything human ever really random? John Lloyd and John Mitchinson have piled 1,227 interesting facts into a book with an unremarkable title, 1,227 Quite Interesting Facts to Blow Your Socks Off. John Lloyd, one of the creators of QI, Spitting Image, Blackadder, and other legendary humor shows, and John Mitchinson, QI's Director of Research, join us from the BBC in London. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you, Scott.
Could I ask each of you to hit us with a couple of your best facts?
Well now, per gram per second, more energy runs through a sunflower than through the sun itself.
Beyonce is related to Mahler?
Eighth cousin, four times removed of Gustav Mahler.
George W. Bush and Saddam Hussein had their shoes handmade by the same Italian cobbler. There is one wonderful fact in the book. There's more information in one edition of the New York Times than the average person in 17th century England would have come across in a lifetime. We are absolutely spammed with information, aren't we, all day, every day from all these sources, and actually we retain very little of it.
What do you do if you suffer from skiapodis?
It means having feet large enough to be used as umbrellas. We're very keen on words. I mean, one of my favorite.
They need Saddam Hussein's shoemaker. You could think, yeah.
There's a wonderful one, gongoozler, very useful word, one who stares for a long time at things happening on a canal.
We run into that all the time, don't we? To bring a little local interest into this, only half the people who reached America on the Mayflower in 1620 survived to the spring of 1621. That is utterly sobering.
Yeah. Isn't it shocking?
What we try to do is to theme the book so that you get juxtapositions. It's a fact like that which is a sobering fact. We'll try and put that against something which is perhaps less sobering, more amusing. But the tension that you get between different bits of information, it's not just a list of trivia. You know, work is three times more dangerous than war. These things ought to set off little chains in your mind and reflections on what the truth about life really is.
Well, for example, the irony that the most shoplifted book in the United States is the Bible. What's going on there?
People seeking spiritual solace, I like to think. Larceny
search
doesn't
for meaning,
preclude
search
it.
For meaning.
Search for meaning. Thank you. Here's a fact you toss off without explanation. The founder of Australia was shot to death by a camel?
Yes, the camel wasn't actually holding the gun with its camel toes.
Well, that's not clear from your book,
is it at all? Well, but it has piqued your curiosity, Scott.
What we're trying to do is to get people to think and, just necessarily to passively consume things, but to make people think, because we do get a lot of complaints from people saying, oh, that's not true, but actually these things are true. It's a bit like tweeting, you know. I know you're a keen tweeter, and to get something that concise is quite difficult. Sometimes you have to leave out bits like qualifications, like nearly, almost as many as. Yeah. We tend to round up the numbers a little bit, but it's essentially all true.
Is there a fact that you just haven't been able to wrestle into verisimilitude, if I might put it that way?
There are things in the book that you wonder who spent their time finding these things out, that giving hamsters Viagra helps them recover from jet lag 50% faster. I mean, who put a hamster on a jumbo jet to give it jet lag and then tried some Viagra on it? Who's wasting public money doing this?
Do facts lead anywhere when you absorb them?
Well, they do to us. Quite seriously, let me say this, that we think this book could be taught in schools. I think it'd be the most fun thing to get a bunch of 14-year-olds and say, right, we're going to teach one fact every half an hour for a year, and then go into the kind of detail that we can't on this program or in the book to explain the information behind what we've put down here. So even the first page, asteroid 1227 is called geranium. The ozone layer smells faintly of geraniums. The center of the galaxy tastes like raspberries, and the universe is shaped like a vuvuzela. Now, these left bald, they are astonishing and almost incredible, but they're all sourced, and we can talk about why the center of the galaxy tastes like raspberries and how they know that. And that would be an amazing way of learning about raspberries, galaxies, physics. We genuinely think that if all schools were like this every day, people would learn a lot faster and they'd remember more of it. Mm. Because by reducing the stuff to the interesting information, it sticks in the mind.
John Lloyd and John Mitchinson, maybe you can tell the difference between them. Their new book is 1,227 quite interesting facts to blow your socks off. And in fact, I just looked down, my socks are gone. Gentlemen, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Scott.